time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Kitchener, Ontario country artist Ryan Van Dyke delivers what he calls modern country with a rock influence. His debut self-titled EP features the single Strong Enough, which he wrote and is getting airplay around the world. His songwriting skills have also earned him recognition from the Nashville Songwriters Association International, or the NSAI. Ryan has some stories to tell and some songs to share. It's my pleasure to welcome Ryan Van Dyke to the program. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing? Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. I'm doing great tonight, and lots of things happening for you. We've got, of course, the EP. I've got a copy of it here in front of me with five great songs. We're going to get into that. You also shot a video for the single Strong Enough. What was it like putting together your first video?
It was nerve-wracking, I would say. It was a long day, but I think everything turned out okay, and I was lucky enough to be surrounded by the right people who knew what they were doing. And, yeah, for a first video, I thought it turned out great, and it's getting lots of views everywhere and doing good for the song, so I guess that's what you hope it'll do, right?
Exactly, and, yeah, it's nice to have a video out there so people can see it and put a face to a name and to a voice, and our listeners can head to YouTube and check it out. Now, the song is getting airplay, as I mentioned, around the world, and I know that a lot of this is due to Cameron Tilbury with his magical touch. Tell us about all that and Cameron and the single doing so well.
Well, I mean, you know, we released it in Canada, and, you know, it was doing good for a single of mine, and then there were, through various websites and things like that, DJs kind of over in Europe and Australia and all sorts of things asking for it, and Cameron had approached me a few months ago about releasing it kind of worldwide, and I know he had some great success with some people I know, like the Western Swing Authority and Shane Chisholm and also Aaron Burchett as of late. And yep. At the time, anybody who's released things to radio know it isn't the cheapest thing to do in the world, and it was something that was kind of out of my reach at the time. But then as things started going, it made sense for me, and I called him up one day and said, hey, you still interested? And he was all over it. So it's something that he's done wonderful things over in Europe, Australia, all over the place. I couldn't count the amount of countries it's in right now. So.
That really is terrific to get the music out beyond Canada and all over there. And for those artists listening who are interested, they can head to CameronTilburyPublicity.com and sort of learn about what Cameron does. But that's so great. Now, the album itself features your songwriting. You wrote every song on it, all five of them. When did you start songwriting, Ryan?
No, I mean, I've been writing since I was probably 16 years old. Playing guitar for a long time, learning all the instruments and things like that. And I always kind of played here and there. And it's funny, country, I got in country kind of later in life. It was probably about a year and a half ago, to be honest with you. And as soon as I did, it hit me so hard because I finally kind of found a place that my songs kind of fit. And it just worked really nice. And so I wrote all the songs. I ended up writing 10 and recorded 10 for the album. And ended up picking five that I thought went well together, and that's what we have. You're holding your hands there.
That is awesome. So what have you learned the most about songwriting since you started back in your teens? Is there something that you can pass on or discuss as far as how you've improved your songwriting?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'll tell you, it's always a going battle kind of thing, and it's a battle I love. I mean, the single Strong Enough was actually the very first song I ever wrote when I was 16 years old, and kind of evolved over the years. The best thing I think that ever worked for me was going to see live shows, going to see the people who had, you know, had success with it and done it very well. And I mean, you know, you can write a million songs in a month, or you can write, you know, four or five good ones, and it's about spending the time on them. living with them for a while, making the changes that you'll come up with, and just making sure you're putting the best thing you can forward, you know.
Right. So you can't be afraid to rewrite it. You might think you've got it done, but it doesn't hurt to come back to it, take some time, and make sure you've got it to the best place it can be.
Yeah, and that's something, I mean, you know, I'll sit on songs for 2, 3, 4 weeks sometimes and, you know, listen to them in the car, you know, you're tossing around your head all day, and it's very, very easy to get attached, to a verse and things like that. But I think the more you listen to it and the more you really think about it, you'll find ways to improve. Now, that being said, there are songs that you can write in 2 hours and you just love them, and, you know, they end up turning out pretty good too, so.
Sure. Now, I understand some of the artists that brought you over to country, Doc Walker, great Canadian band, of course, Emerson Drive, another one, and Dierks Bentley. Talk about sort of their influences and what excited you about them.
Yeah, bands like that and artists like that. Dierks Bentley, I always toss him out there. I'm just a huge fan of him. He just seems to have so much fun with what he's doing. I don't think he's necessarily, you know, falls into any real place as far as category and things like that. He's kind of free as to what he wants to do. And same thing with Doc Walker. I mean, a lot of their songs, you know, go over, you know, span pretty far. And bands like Blue Rodeo, even Emerson Drive, they're just fun songs. You know, they got great stories to them. And the artists seem to have a lot of fun doing them, which I think is important, too.
And I guess one of the reasons songwriting appeals to you, and as you mentioned with those artists, the songs themselves, you can tell a story, you can get across an emotion, and you can really connect with your audience with a country song, can't you?
Yeah, and I mean, it really fits just about any situation you can imagine. You know, you can be heartbroken, you can be at a party on a Friday night, you know, you can be going through something great, something bad, and it's just, you know, the genre is so broad these days, and there's so much coming out of all different sorts of places. You got Nashville, obviously, which is the, you know, the powerhouse, and then we've got so many good places in Canada too, where, you know, there's emerging artists coming out, and literally there's just so much music out there now. Country's thriving, I think, and I think it's just a great scene to be a part of.
Now, we're going to come back in a moment and talk about more about the making of the album and also the great story to do with the NSAI and one of your songs. But let's turn to the first single that is out now doing so well, called Strong Enough. And you talked about, I think you started writing this when you were 16, but give us a bit of a story behind it or some meaning to it, and then we'll share it for our listeners, Ryan.
Well, yeah, like I said, that was the first song I wrote when I was 16 years old, and obviously, when you're 16 years old, you get your heart broken here and there. And that's kind of where that originated from. And like I said, it really didn't change as far as lyrics and things like that from the day I wrote it when I was about 16. But it's just, you know, the music got a bit stronger and a little bit better structure and stuff like that. And it was just always one of those songs that always kind of did well when I'd be playing it at bars and stuff like that. And stood the test of time. And it's been a good song for me up till now.
This is Ryan Van Dyke and Strong Enough here on In the Country.
She sits on the stairs of her apartment, scattered pictures of the times ahead. She hides her eyes. She must be crying. Wish I could tell her things aren't so bad. I stare behind the wall.
country artist Ryan Van Dyke and Strong Enough here on In the Country, his single that is doing so well right now from his self-titled EP. Great song, Ryan. And before we go any further, let our listeners know where they can check you out online. I know you're on several different sites.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's there's so many different sites out there these days for artists like myself to kind of get the word out there. I mean, there's obviously Facebook. That's kind of the hub, as you'll see. And, I mean, everything kind of comes off of there. You got, you know, your Twitter account and all that good stuff, which Twitter yep. might not be the best at updating. But another great site to check me as well as a lot of other artists, especially from Canada, is CanadianCountryMusic.ca. I know you're on there too, aren't you, Dave?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, really, really good site. For you can check out tons of songs by lots of great up-and-coming artists. You know, it's just a way. Reverb Nation is another way to go. ReverbNation.com/RyanVanDyke. YouTube, there's stuff up there as well. The CMT website, just about anywhere under the sun you'll find me these days, I think. That's something I always recommend people do. I mean, people will be surprised, I think, how much good music there is in their own backyard if they just do a little bit of searching. And a site, especially like CanadianCountryMusic.ca, is a really, really good place to find people from your area.
Yeah, for sure, exactly, and focuses on all the great Canadian country artists, so definitely a great site, as you say. Now on your album, you've got some quite a bit of musicians who are very terrific, great players. Talk about getting them for the album.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it was a matter of, you know, I'd always been kind of bugged to record something and kind of try to do it on a grand scale. So something that when I thought the time was right, I got a hold of some friends, and luckily enough, they had friends, and some of those friends have become good friends of mine. We got Pee Wee Charles on there, who's playing with George Canyon now, and he did, I believe it was about 15 years with Gordon Lightfoot. Mike yeah. Herb, who's just a fantastic singer-songwriter out of Kitchener-Waterloo as well, who's done some work in Nashville and New York all over the place. Really, I mean, I'm very, very lucky to live in the area I do. We just have a rich, rich music scene in Kitchener-Waterloo, and it's something where everyone's really nice to their fellow artists, and they're willing to help out on projects and things like that. We got Shane Gousset also from the George Canyon Band, and countless other performances as well. And
and the Western Swing Authority.
Oh, yeah, great, great local band. If you're ever in the Maryhill area, it's every other Tuesday, and you'll never see better Western swing music, I don't think.
That's awesome. What was it like being in the studio to do this? You've obviously done a lot of live shows and performing, but to be in the studio putting it together was kind of a magical feeling to see the songs get produced.
Yeah, you know what, with the caliber of players that end up coming in, that was kind of the thing for me. You know, I'd always kind of done recording here and there. You know, we went into the real studio, you know, did it the right way. And just, you know, there were songs, take Pee Wee, for example, you know, on Dobro or Pedal Steel, just phenomenal. And there were songs where I was sitting there thinking, you know what, you know, I don't know if there's something in this song for you. And he would say, well, no, actually, I got this great part. And he would sit down and do the part, and we would just be blown away. You know, our jaws would hit the ground, and we were like, yeah. That's a great part, and, you know, a lot of times it made the song there. So it was I would say the big surprise and the big delight for me was just seeing the players and how much they could bring and add to the songs, you know.
That's great. Well, again, it's a great album. And more great news, your song entitled Wheels was recommended by the NSAI. Tell us the story behind that. I know that it's quite a rare thing to happen, so you're definitely in sort of a small group to get this kind of recognition. How did that come about?
Well, it's something I was having voice problems for a little while, and so I was kind of put on the shelf for a bit. And so I was really, really concentrating on songwriting. I said, you know, I'm going to write, you know, a lot of songs while this is happening. And it's something that I came across NSAI, the Nashville Songwriters Association International, and they offer song critiques, you know. So I was writing songs, and I thought, you know what, maybe this would be a good thing. I'll throw them in there, kind of see what they think of them. And the first one came back and said, you know, that's really, really good. But unfortunately, this is Nashville, and it's just not good enough. And I thought, whoa. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's the first lesson. And then the second one I ended up sending in, I got back, and it said, you know what, it's really good, but we think we could use a second verse. So I thought, all right, I'll give this a go. And I sent it in, and I got that it was a recommended song, and I didn't really even know what that meant. I kind of started doing some reading and talked to some people, and I found out that it's a pretty neat thing, and it was a proud day in my life, and we'll see how it all turns out.
So that takes the song to another level where it'll be pitched?
Yeah, so they hold a quarterly luncheon, I guess, and what they do is every quarter, so they'll have this lunch, and they pick 20 songs, well, up to 20 songs. I think the last one was 12, and they'll pitch them to all the major publishers and say that they're recommended to be picked up and things like that. So I'll find out in June how good it is.
Yeah, and you obviously feel pretty good about the song. It's called Wheels. Can you give us some insight into the subject matter?
Yeah, it's a bit of a darker song, believe it or not. It's kind of about a lonely guy, you know, away from his family and stuff like that. And it's about, you know, when the wheels come off, you know, what's he going to do and things like that. And to be honest with you, it was something I was going to record myself, and it's something that they go for commercial value and things like that. And it's something that I was a little bit surprised at the song they ended up picking, but I felt it was a good song, but it was something that, I didn't know if it necessarily had the commercial appeal. Right. And, but then you look at the songs coming out now, like Zac Brown comes out with some really good, what you would call kind of heavier subject songs. And, he's immensely popular. So, I mean, I think, you know, the variety of things you can write about and have success with it is increasing these days. So,
yeah, if it's a great song, it can rise to the top, even if it's something a bit different, even darker. But if it's done right, then, you know, people will accept it and will enjoy it. Can you imagine anyone with this song, if you were to pitch it out there, and who would the ideal person be for you to have recorded?
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, I know we've talked about Dirk's family a little bit. I'm just a huge fan of him, and it's it's pretty funny that what happened was in the email I got back from NSAI, they said that the song would be great for two people, Dirks Bentley and Eric Church. And when I read the Dirks Bentley thing, I just thought that was the funniest thing I ever read because, you know, he's been a major influence of mine. And I'll tell you that was the best part of that email, I can tell you that.
That is great. Have you picked up anything from Dirks as far as performing when you're doing live stuff? Is he an influence or any other artist as far as how you get up there and entertain?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's all about having fun, right? I mean, if you're having fun, people are going to pick up on that and people are going to feel the energy. You know what? You get guys that just stand there and kind of do their thing, and that's fine. But you know what? The guys that are up there and the girls that are up there connecting with the crowd and, you know, putting on a show, just having a great time. I mean, you know, I think that makes all the difference.
Yeah, for sure. Let's turn back to the album, the self-titled EP. Ryan Van Dyke is my guest, and the next song is called Over You. What can you tell us about the song, Ryan?
I can tell you know, when I was writing the songs for the album, I've always been kind of the guy that's charged with being a balladeer, I guess you would say, as far as, writing, you know, slower tunes and things like that. And despite what I listen to, because believe it or not, I like more of the up-tempo stuff, but it's something that I really wanted to challenge myself to come up with, like, a really good riff, you know, that was kind of foot-stomping, stuff like that. And there's a finger-tapping solo in there, so that was a big deal for me. So
very nice. Well, let's share it now. Ryan Van Dyke and Over You on In the Country.
Been here before.
Kitchener, Ontario country artist Ryan Van Dyke, and a great song from his album that is called Over You here on In the Country. Great song, yeah, very catchy and very well written, Ryan.
Thank you.
Now, duets are popular, have always been popular in country music, teaming up different people. Of course, we've seen Zac Brown Band and Alan Jackson recently doing a song. Dierks Bentley and Derek Rutan have also recorded together. And then there's the male duets, Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson. Ryan, if you could team up with anyone from either the country world or even crossing to a different genre, who would you love to record a song with?
I would say in the country genre, at the risk of Blake Shelton hearing this and coming after me, I think I would definitely choose Miranda Lambert. She's just on fire now, and the songs she's coming out with are just amazing. I'm a huge fan of Miranda Lambert. Cross-genre, you look at Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson. I mean, that song's doing really, really well. Really great song. And I always thought someone that could that's dabbled in country a little bit here and there, messed around with Dolly Parton a little bit, is Norah Jones. I think she's got just a fantastic voice and could do really, really well with some country songs.
Definitely. And she's talked about in interviews that she would love to do a country album someday. So that would be very cool.
I think she's got all the right things to do it. So I'd be buying that album first day it came out. So
cover songs. Well, can you name a couple of country cover songs you like to do in concert?
Oh, well, there's always Fishing in the Dark. That one's always one that I always had fun with.
Love that.
I like Dean Brody's another artist I really like out of Canada now, too. Undone is a fun song to do by him. You know, there's a handful of Blue Rodeo songs and things like that. You know, I don't necessarily have the same voice as Jim Cuddy, but I might try to do my best, you know.
Yeah, you can't beat good old Blue Rodeo, great Canadian band. Advice here in our remaining moments, Ryan. Has there either been great advice someone's given you or great advice that you could pass along to somebody else out there thinking about the music business?
You know what? I've gotten a ton of advice from a lot of really, really nice people. Dave Wilson from Meet the Wilsons told me, just surround yourself with great people. You know, getting signed to a record label and all that kind of stuff is all really great stuff. But it's you know, you can do it on your own if you just surround yourself with the right people. Take Cameron Tilbury, for example. You know, just always keep your eye on the prize, and you got to treat it like a full time job with lots of overtime.
Great advice from great people and stuff you've thrown in there. Really appreciate the time, Ryan, and getting a chance to hear your stories and also share some songs from the CD. You're doing great so far, and I wish you all the best as 2011 continues to unfold.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks a lot for having me.
Been my pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Ryan Van Dyke, joining me on the line from Kitchener, Ontario. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone.